You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Friday, August 22nd, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And happy Friday. The weekend has arrived. A nice weekend off, too. Like, Eagles game tonight, that's going to be a ton of fun. We'll talk about that one, obviously, a lot on this pod. But then no training camp practice all week, no Eagles games all weekend. Like, just a nice 2 days to kind of detox from training camp, kind of detox from the preseason, and get ready for final cuts, as final cuts are coming on Tuesday, but also this weekend. Shout out to our buddy, our good friend, our pal, the producer you love. Tucky gets married tomorrow, Saturday. Tucker's wedding is happening. Speaking of detox, not so much going to be detoxing there, but congrats to Tucker in advance. I'm sure it is going to be an awesome ceremony, and we are going to have some pictures and some stories from that, of course. So, also, shout out to the person that left a 5-star review that said that they do often repeat the cadence on how I say the intro when the pod starts with the "What's going on, everybody?" and good. 5-star reviews warm my heart. If you haven't left one in a while, it actually does help the pod quite a bit. I'd love to get it. So when you search Eagles in like the Apple podcast, we're up first, and 5-star reviews help do that. So if you've never done it, I would love, and it would mean a lot to me, if you were to leave a 5-star review. So with that being said, let's get into the pod. Enough shout outs. Let's talk about football. So what's on the schedule today? It's an Eagles game day. You already know what's on the schedule for tonight. No better way to spend your Friday night. Just imagine going to your significant other if they're not a huge football fan and going, guess what? We got plans for tonight. Eagles, Jets, preseason game number 3 at the very convenient time of 7:30. So maybe you go out, you know, get a little happy hour drink, then watch the game. Always fun to watch Eagles football. As I always say, there are only 20 of these games promised to us, and already 2 are gone. So we're only down to a guarantee of 18 more. I think we all believe there will be some playoff games, but don't ever take an Eagles game for granted. We'll all watch it together tonight. It's what we do. So we'll have a pod for you after the game as well, kind of breaking down all the thoughts of what happened, who helped themselves, who maybe hurt their chances at the roster. But that is what is on the schedule. Eagles versus Jets, 7:30 tonight. Go listen on WIP, Merrill, Mike, sideline reporter Devin Caney. Let's all spend Friday night together. So let's get into the injury report. And unfortunately, there is some bad news for the Eagles when it comes to the injury. So according to multiple reports, Wide receiver Johnny Wilson is going to have season-ending surgery on his ankle and his knee. We talked about it earlier in the week when, unfortunately, he did go down at practice. He was carted off the field, and you could pretty much tell right away that it was something serious. You know, unfortunately, having covered football for as long as I have, and you guys watching football as long as you have, you can see when a player goes down on the field, they often know right away if it's something serious. And you could tell Johnny Wilson knew it was a serious injury. So season-ending surgery. First off, all the well wishes and positive thoughts sent his way. Hopefully it is a good recovery. Hopefully he's back to 100% next year, because he had a very promising rookie year, had a really encouraging last week and a half, 2 weeks of training camp, was really coming on, getting a ton of compliments from the coaching staff. So just an unfortunate injury for Johnny Wilson, but he will be back for year three. He is under contract, and he will hopefully, when he's 100%, you know, this will just be a blip in the radar for his career. But what does this mean for the Eagles? So obviously, with him having season-ending surgery, he will likely, will definitely be placed on IR, and he will not count as a roster spot when they make their final 53. So it opens up a roster spot. And losing Johnny Wilson is no small deal. Like, he was pretty clear-cut their fourth wide receiver, and he played quite a bit last year. He played 369 snaps last season. That's 32% of the offensive snaps. So, like, a third of the offensive snaps, Johnny Wilson was out on the field. And had he, you know, remained healthy, he likely would have been playing that amount of snaps again. So there are snaps to be had there with Johnny Wilson gone. So for a roster spot, what does this mean? So you look at the Eagles roster and where they're at. So currently on the, let me pull up the depth chart. You look at the wide receivers currently on the roster. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson are the three locks, obviously. And then after that, you have the three receivers I think are likely going to make the team. Darius Cooper, John Mechie, I think are both definitely going to make the team. And then Anais Smith is probably the player that benefits, and I hate to use the word benefits, but, you know, that benefits the most from this injury to Johnny Wilson. I think Anais Smith was the seventh receiver on the depth chart. With Johnny Wilson gone, he bumps up to that sixth spot. Maybe they keep six receivers. And then also they have Avery Williams, Elijah Cooks, Taylor Morin, and Ify Adehi, I believe. So you look at what they could do. So obviously, the top three are going to make it. I think Darius Cooper and John Mechie are locked. So those are your top five. They could very well just keep five. The concern with Anais would be Cooper, Mechie, and Anais are a little bit redundant. Like, Mechie is bigger than Darius Cooper, and Anais, I think, is the smallest of those three. But none of them are anywhere close to Johnny Wilson's size. None of them, I think, would qualify as, like, a tall wide receiver. Certainly Smith and Cooper would not. Mechie is not short, but he's not long and tall either. So the backup, and honestly, Dotson isn't either. So if you look at Brown and Smith, Dotson, Cooper, Mechie, and Anais Smith are all kind of redundant. So could they go out and try to trade for a big receiver? I think that's a possibility. I think the waiver wire is definitely something to watch right now, where they will potentially look at a big-bodied wide receiver, because obviously Avery Williams doesn't qualify as that. Taylor Morin has had a really good training camp. Props to him for having a good camp, but I don't think he's going to make the roster. Elijah Cooks is someone that, had he not been hurt, you wonder if he would have squeaked his way onto the roster, because he does have that big body Johnny Wilson has. He was making big plays. He was making those 50-50 catches with his size. Unfortunately, with the time he missed, Darius Cooper really jumped out and had an awesome camp. And at this point, I think they're going to keep him. I think Elijah Cooks likely would make it through waivers, but you kind of wonder if maybe with the injury to Johnny Wilson, if Elijah Cooks has an awesome final preseason game tonight, if maybe they do end up keeping him. I don't think they will. I think it's more likely to look for a receiver outside of the building, and whether that's final cuts or a trade. The other option here is EJ Jenkins. So EJ Jenkins, obviously a big body, kind of runs like a receiver. I've talked about this with him, that what's impressive to me about him is just as a pass catcher, how good he is. They've been using him as the third tight end in three tight end sets recently in camp. So they obviously like him. The question is, would they view him as that Johnny Wilson, line him up on the outside? Like, he's not as fast as Johnny Wilson, but he has the size that that these other backup receivers don't. So potentially this means EJ Jenkins stays. Maybe it means Anais Smith is cut, but it definitely throws things a little bit into into flux with the roster and who they keep, because now a roster spot is open and there's a need on there for a big bodied receiver. So when you watch the game tonight, Elijah Cooks is definitely somebody who has something to play for. And, you know, now all of a sudden his chance of making the roster, still not very high, but they go from like 0% to potentially 10 or 15%. All right. So now let's get into the meat of the pod. And, you know, I had to wrap up training camp, do one more with, of course, some training camp stats. And can I just say, can I go on a quick side kind of rant for you guys? Not even a rant, just a quick thought. I feel like this training camp, there were more like discussions and talk of like the validity of training camp stats than ever before. And I also think sometimes people are like, oh, you must love that, right? And I do enjoy when people talk about the training camp stats because I think they're important. But I think it's funny that with the training camp stats, we talk whether, are they valid or are they not? But that's true of all stats. Like, we can debate how important, you know, like war is and how important rushes are compared to sacks. So if there's one thing that I don't like about the training camp stat discourse, it's just how everybody always feels a need to go like, hey, so just so you know, like, I don't really like the stats, but here's my thought on them. So again, like, I'm always going to keep them. I always think they're important. And I think as keeping them over the years, I've been able to hopefully provide some good insight, like comparing year to year. Like, here's one good example, I would say, actually, and this is what I want to start with. So this year in training camp, what I'm going to do right now is go over just like some interesting takeaways I have from the training camp stats in 2025. But I thought this was a good year over year comparison. And I have a few of those with Jalen and Saquon and all that. So this year in training camp in 2025, I charted 496 first team reps. That's 7-on-7 and that's 11-on-11. So nearly 500 first team reps. In 2023, the first team offense, so coming off the Super Bowl in 2022, in 2023's training camp, they did 393. Now, there were three more practices this year, which in by itself, like, there's just three more practices. But that's 100, you know, over 100 more reps they took this year as opposed to 2023. I think that's a very noteworthy number because we spent so much time, honestly, in 2023 debating, are they practicing enough? I remember the first practice was like 57 minutes and everybody was like, this isn't long enough, right? Like, they've added a lot of reps to their training camp. They took a ton more in 2024 as well, as opposed to 2023. So definitely noteworthy that they've taken over 100 more reps. You've also heard Sirianni, we played some of the clips from him on yesterday's Daily Pod, take more of an angle on practice with like, well, you have to practice to get better at football. He used to do a lot more. Well, look, meeting time can be really important. And the way we do walkthroughs, we're so quick to the line. Like, he doesn't really tout that as much anymore. Now it's like, well, to be better at football, you have to play football. And that is definitely something where I think Fangio has had an influence. Now, we could also look at this and say, has this been a training camp where there's more injuries than normal? I'd have to go back and look. I mean, off the top of my head, I feel like yes. I can't remember the last time they had a season-ending injury to a borderline starter player like Johnny Wilson is. Landon Dickerson has suffered a serious injury to an extent. I mean, he required surgery. AJ missed a lot of time. Devontae missed a good portion of camp. Like, Jordan Mailata and Nolan Smith both suffered concussions. They practiced harder and longer than they did in 2023. So we'll see going into the season how that helps them. But there clearly was a shift in philosophy with 100 more reps in practice in terms of how they want to do things. And I do, like I said, I think Fangio had a lot to do with that. And I do think, honestly, at his core, Nick Sirianni is someone who would lean on the side of practice more over practice less. Like I've always said, I mean this in a complimentary way. I think Nick Sirianni, if he was a high school coach, would practice really hard, would do two-a-days, would kick field goals. Like, so I think that's where he leans, but it's just noteworthy that they took so many more reps in this camp than they did in 2023. All right, now let's talk about Jalen Hurts' final training camp stats. So Jalen Hurts ends 2025 camp 217 of three. So he goes, sorry, I really butchered that. Of the 302 passes he attempted, he completed 217 of them. That's a completion percentage of right around 71.8%, or exactly 71.8%. So round that up to 72%. Last year in camp, he was 77%. So a pretty sizable dip in his completion percentage. He ends up with 14 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. And again, that's in the 496 reps. Last year, to compare, He threw the ball 331 times, so he threw it more. He had 255 completions. He completed, like I said, around the 78%. Or was it 78%? Bad memory here by me. 77%. So in 2024, he completed 77% of his passes. He had 25 touchdowns, so 11 more touchdowns, and he had one interception, so three fewer interceptions. So there's just no getting around it. His performance in training camp in 2025 was not as good as it was in 2024. He completed a fewer percentage of his passes. He threw fewer touchdowns and he threw more interceptions. 3 for 3 on things you don't want to see. So, you know, now I'll give you 2023 and 2022 as well. Then I'll expound on it a bit more. In 2023, where he did not have a great season, he had 17 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. So still had more touchdowns that year, but the same amount of interceptions. And in 2022, he had 25 touchdowns. So he matches what he did in 2024. He has 6 interceptions, so more than normal, but he did end up having a good year. So that's a bit of an outlier there, I think, statistically. So overall, what does this mean for Jalen Hurts? He had probably the worst training camp of his career as a starter. Like, I don't know how else you would look at that. He has the fewest amount of touchdowns. He has 4 interceptions, so way more than he did last year. He completed a lower percentage of passes than he did in 2024. I'd have to quickly look up 2023. So 2023, he completed 74%, so he was lower in 2025. And in 2022, he completed 69%, so he was higher 2025 than he was in 2022. So that's one main take. That's one positive. But overall, just not a great camp from Hurts. Like, I don't think there was one overarching issue. And like I've said a few times throughout camp, I think there's been one or two throws of practice where he makes them some days and it's like a great day, but the majority of days he didn't make them, whether that's because they were dropped, whether that's because there was pressure on him, whether it was just a poor throw. I don't think accuracy was a big problem for him this camp. I don't think like decision making was a big problem for him this camp. I think he just, like, the offense really wasn't clicking. He was running a bunch because of pressure. Guys weren't practicing. Guys weren't open. Guys would drop passes. He did overthrow a few deep passes. Maybe if I got a chance to rewatch the tape, we could see in some of these red zone drills that guys were open, but he's holding onto the ball too long. I do think holding onto the ball in training camp in games was a problem for him last year. But yeah, just like, no matter how you slice it, and you can still feel good about Jalen. On the last pod that I talked about, what an awesome final day of camp he had. But again, low completion percentage, low touchdowns, high interception. Like, so just not a great camp statistically for Jalen Hurts. So we will see what this translates to in the regular season. But if you want to just look at a simple trend, 2022 and 2024, 25 touchdowns in training camp. They go to the Super Bowl both years. 2023, 17 touchdowns. They don't win a playoff game. 2025, lowest career touchdowns in training camp. So we'll see. We will see how that goes for him this season. But statistically, not a good training camp for Jalen Hurts. All right, next up, Saquon Barkley. And this is honestly maybe my biggest takeaway from training camp and the biggest statistical thing I noticed this year. So in 2024, last year, his first training camp with the team, he had 47 first team carries, 27 catches, and 74 total touches. And that's in 530 first team reps. So they did do 34 more reps this year, for what it's worth. But in 2025, so this training camp, he had 91 first team carries, 26 catches, and 117 total touches. You could have told me going into this camp he was going to touch it half as much as he did last year, and I would have believed you. And I would have been okay with it. Like, rest him coming off of a year with a ton of touches in the regular season. Instead, he had basically twice as many carries and, you know, like, what, almost 50 more touches? Just pretty crazy how much more they use Saquon Barkley in camp this year. And so I don't have an answer to this. I don't think they would tell me. My unscientific kind of hypothesis here is I wonder if they have found that one way to keep a guy healthy coming off a big year of touches is just not to ease up on him, is not to like back off of him and then go hard in the regular season or go easy on him for 10 weeks and then ramp him up for the playoffs. Maybe they've decided, and again, this is a complete guess by me. If you're a doctor or a scientist and you're listening, you could be laughing at me, but this is just a thought. Maybe they've decided based off just the way they're using him that the that the best way to keep him going is just to keep him going, is to not back off. Because 91 first-team carries is an absurd amount. I'd have to go look it up. It has to be the most carries by a running back ever for the Eagles in training camp since I've started covering them. So Saquon looked awesome. He carried the ball a ton. Like, he looked great. But it's just surprising how many times he touched the ball in training camp. So definitely my biggest statistical takeaway is how much Saquon Barkley touched the ball. All right, let's go through a few other stats here just to share with you guys. I don't think there's any like main takeaways from these, but Will Shipley, 19 first-team carries, 30 second-team carries, 31 catches for a total of 80 touches. That was the second most among the running backs. Little interesting, A.J. Dillon had more first-team carries. He had 25 first-team carries as opposed to 19 for Will Shipley. So he got a little more work as a running back, but Shipley got way more work, I think, with the first-team offense overall in terms of catches as well. A.J. Dillon, 23 catches, a decent amount for someone that's not really known for catching the ball out of the backfield. 18 catches, I should say, and 66 total touches. So A.J. Dillon and Will Shipley kind of close in total touches, but ultimately Shipley touched him more, and I think Shipley will have more total touches this year. Some receiving notes. Darius Cooper, the most targets of any wide receiver, which makes sense. He practiced every day. He practiced with multiple units, first team, second team, third team, whereas Devontae and AJ both missed a decent portion of practice. Darius Cooper ends up with 33 catches, 50 targets, and 2 touchdowns, which was the second most on the team, the targets, I should say. Devontae, 49 targets, so almost right there with Darius Cooper, 35 catches and 5 touchdowns. The 5 touchdowns were the most on the team. Jahan Dotson, 48 targets and 30 catches. A.J. Brown, 25 targets, 18 catches. Anaya Smith definitely improved this camp. 26 targets, 19 catches. And Elijah Cooks, actually some really impressive numbers. I know we talked about him a little earlier in the pod. Like, 32 targets for missing a decent portion of camp is very good. 22 catches and 2 touchdowns. So those are really good numbers when you consider he did miss a decent portion of training camp. And then with the tight ends, where they still have some interesting decisions to make, Dallas Goedert, the best receiver, like receiver or tight end of anybody in camp, 59 targets, 44 catches. Cal Kuterra, 42 targets, 37 catches. Kylan Granson definitely got a lot of work throughout all three units, and I think more as camp went on, 30 targets and 21 catches. And EJ Jenkins, who we talked about as a potential like fourth tight end slash fifth receiver guy, 22 targets, 10 catches. So didn't do a ton with the targets he got, but got more first-team reps in blocking situations than camp went on. And I do think offers size that some of the other receivers don't. So that'll do it for the training camp stats for now. On the other side, we're going to get into players who I think are playing for a roster spot tonight. Because I think there are probably about 7 guys that have a legitimate chance of making the roster, but also like a decision has to be made. I think for the most part, they probably know what they're doing now, but 7 guys who could eke their way on, or I'm kind of undecided what will happen with them. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Okay, we are finally in crunch time. The final preseason game tonight. The final chance for these players that we've talked about throughout training camp to make their way to the roster, to have a performance that make the Eagles either want to keep them or make the Eagles think, hey, this guy might get claimed by another team if we cut him. So we've had 18 training camp practices, two preseason games, and tonight is the 21st opportunity for a player to really make their mark and to really find a way onto the roster. So, without further ado, let's get into, we have seven players here that I think are playing for a roster spot tonight. And let's start with someone we just talked about, but expound on it a little bit. EJ Jenkins. So EJ Jenkins, and we talked earlier in the offseason on these pods about they normally keep somewhere between 10 to like 12 or 13 running backs, tight ends, and receivers. And if you look at their roster right now, they're going to keep three quarterbacks, not including quarterbacks here. They're going to keep three running backs, Saquon, Shipley, A.J. Dillon, I think. And you can include Ben Van Summer in there if you want. Tight end, Goddard, Calcaterra are definitely going to make it. And I think Granson has a good chance. And then Brown, Smith, and Dotson. So with the injury to Johnny Wilson, E.J. Jenkins maybe kind of checks two boxes for this team. He can check the fourth tight end, which seems like a lot. But if they like him better than Granson, and they think he can play receiver, maybe he takes that final roster spot. Or also, he could just straight up take some of the run blocking snaps that Johnny Wilson took. Now, the issue is if you put him out there on some plays, maybe it's obvious that they're gonna run the ball as opposed to throw, and you're like kind of giving away what you're doing. But I think watching him, and you guys have seen him out and in games, like he's not as fast as Johnny Wilson is, but I think he brings the size. And I think that he is a guy that potentially another team would consider claiming. So EJ Jenkins tonight, I'll be curious to see like how they use him. Do they line him up out wide at all? Are they trying different things that they haven't yet to see if he can do what Johnny Wilson has done? So that'll be interesting. Also, as always, tonight's a good look at who is not playing. Like, is Kylan Granson in uniform? Right? Like, is Kylan Granson going to play? And if he doesn't, that's obviously a good indication. Either A, he'll be on the team, or B, maybe, they don't want him to get hurt. But I think more than likely, if he doesn't play tonight, it means he's made the roster. And quick side note before we keep going, actually. I'll be really curious to see if Kelee Ringo plays tonight. He was on the last injury report at practice with a quad injury. My thought on this is, I think there's a chance they trade Kelee Ringo and they don't want him to play tonight so he doesn't get hurt. So I'll be curious to see if he's out there tonight. I don't have him as a guy fighting for a roster spot because I think their mind is made up. Either like Kelee is good enough to be on the roster. He is a special teams ace. He can be a quality backup corner. The question is mostly if they've decided they want to try to trade him to bring in another corner or another safety or something. But Kelee Ringo tonight, whether he plays or not plays, it will be very interesting to me. All right, the next player playing for roster spot tonight is Anaya Smith. And I think him as a punt returner is going to be key. I'm assuming he will return some punts, potentially some kicks. Him versus Avery Williams is kind of a competition, but I don't think Avery Williams is going to make the 53-man roster. So I think this is much more about whether Anaya Smith can prove like that he might get claimed if they cut him. I think he's had a good preseason. I think other teams that watch tape probably won't be blown away by him. But if you're a wide receiver deficient team that could also use a kick returner, he could check that box. He was not like an undrafted guy. He got drafted, I think, in the fifth round, if I remember correctly, still early on in his career, obviously. So I think there's a shot he would get claimed. So if he has a good game tonight, you wonder if the Eagles will get a little spooked about cutting him and worried he might get claimed. So Anaya Smith, I think, can't really earn a roster spot in the way that I don't think the Eagles will leave tonight and go, we feel much more confident with him as a player. I think he could earn a roster spot tonight in the way that he could go out there and make the Eagles worry another team would claim him. All right, next up is Kenyon Green. And what a disappointing camp it has been for Kenyon Green. Like, didn't push Tyler Steen at all for that starting job. Didn't get a serious look at the left guard job when Landon Dickerson went down. Barely practiced. Suffered two different injuries. Just not a great camp for Kenyon. You feel bad for the guy. I'm sure he was excited about coming here, and camp has not worked out that way. Would they straight up cut him? You know, he's a former first-round pick. Like, they didn't trade much to get him this offseason. I think he was kind of a throw-in for the Texans to get Chauncey. I don't think this was, like, a bidding war for Kenyon Green. That being said, he's a first-round pick. He's a relatively high first-round pick. Like, would he get cut if they claimed him? Would he get claimed if they cut him? Now, you look at the offensive line. I currently have him keeping 10. Mailata, Dickerson, Juergens, Steen, and Lane, obviously all making the team. Pryor, Kendall, Brett Toth, Miles Hinton, and Derry Kennard. Like, maybe they cut Kennard and they keep Kenyon Green. Maybe they cut Pryor or Toth and put him on practice squad so they can save Kenyon Green into the season. Like, I think he might be one of the 53 players they value the most, which is often a good way to look at this because he still has potential. But I wonder if they've just maybe not been impressed by him and they're like, this guy is... They're like, there's no saving him. He's just maybe not an NFL player. So, but Kenyon Green tonight, when he plays, how he plays, I think will obviously impact.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
That's how teams around the league see him. All right, next up, I've had him down for the last two games and he just is not standing out. Antoine Powell-Ryland, like not standing out at practice, not standing out in games, but he's a draft pick and they don't like cutting their draft picks. Currently on the defensive line, I do have him keeping Powell-Ryland in my latest iteration of a 53, but he would be like maybe number 53 on here and he would be 10 out of 10 on the defensive line. So you look at the defensive line, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Aziz Ojulari, Josh Uche on the edge, Carter, Ojamo, Davis, Ty Robinson and Gabe Hall on the interior. That's five on the interior. Would Powell-Ryland be the 10th? Another player, well, you know, I have one here. We'll talk about him now, is Patrick Johnson. Like, Patrick Johnson has had a better preseason than Powell-Ryland. He's had a better training camp than Powell-Ryland. He's a great special teams player. They've lost him once before. Like, I might put Patrick Johnson on my final 53, but Powell-Ryland was just drafted. So that's an interesting component for tonight. Can Powell-Ryland do anything to stand out and make the Eagles question whether or not they could cut him? All right, the final two here. First, Cam Williams. Again, a little similar to Powell-Ryland. Like, coming into camp, I thought this guy had a great chance of making the team. I thought he was someone they might have even decided they're going to keep. He would not shock me at all as a shady IR guy. If he walks off the field tonight with an injury, like, better believe that the Eagles are thinking, oh, nice, we can IR him all year. He can work on his body. He can, like, come back next year and be ready to go to truly see if he can play in the NFL. I think that's what they would prefer with him. But we'll see. And I don't think they would enjoy sending him through waivers. I think they would hold their breath as he went through waivers. And then the final guy. So I am debating what to do with him as I think out loud to you guys. Andre Sam. So you look at their safety position. Reed Blankenship, Andrew Makuba, Sidney Brown, all going to make the team. But Makuba's dealing with a hamstring injury. And Sidney, like, I don't know if he's going to start. So they're going to want, like, full stop, they are going to have a four safety dressed opening night. They might even have five. Would they cut Sam, Tristan McCollum, Andre Sam and Tristan McCollum, and then just, like, hopefully bring him back on practice squad or bring back whichever makes it through waivers? Maybe. But Andre Sam has been getting more second team reps. He is someone I know Christian Parker likes. I think he probably makes the team, but a good showing from him tonight would really go a long way in helping him lock up that roster spot. But safety and corner remain a position where I think they could target somebody. Edge, they could definitely target somebody now with Johnny Wilson gone. Maybe wide receiver, tight end. Everyone's on a one-year deal. So really, a lot of positions they could target somebody, which is going to make for an interesting next few days for the Eagles and hopefully an interesting night tonight as we wrap up preseason together. A little TGIF Eagles football, Eagles versus Jets tonight at 7:30. Thank you guys so much for listening. Let's all enjoy the game tonight. I will talk to you guys after the game. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Bears! You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.